This is What the Lord Says. Put your house in order. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. I came across a testimony of Lucille Swindoll the other day, and she declared that she is a neatnik. Does she have any friends out there? She said she doesn't care how other people keep or live in their homes, but for her, everything has a place, and when it's out of place, well, she tends to be out of sorts. A few years back, she said she decided that her soul, her spiritual life, needed the same shaping up, getting it all in order. Some things felt out of place, out of whack inside, no order whatsoever. So after spending some soul-searching time in prayer, she was able to identify five areas that could use some work. She wrote them down, and she thought this is what she wanted the most. First, a meaningful relationship with God. She says, this is primary. I want it every day. A sense of homeostasis. Wherever I am in the world, she declares, I want to feel at home. Contentment in all circumstances. I want to feel at peace. No more striving. And an abiding knowledge that her life has purpose. I want a reason to get up every morning. Don't you? Enough money to meet my needs. She says, I don't want to be rich. I just want to be comfortable. Once she outlined those rules of thumb, all of a sudden she began to relax inside. Other things may be desirable, like good health, solitude, a great vacation, but these remain the top five. A meaningful relationship with God, a sense of being at home wherever she is, contentment in all circumstances, an abiding knowledge that her life has purpose, and that God's going to meet her financial needs. The Bible says, you do not have because you do not ask God. James, the 4th chapter and the 2nd verse. And she asked, I wonder, maybe we don't ask because we don't have a clue what we want. So here's her suggestion. Look inside yourself today and determine what will give you peace. Write it down. Ask God for it. Then wait. Wait expectantly. Oh, Lord, help me get my house in order. Oh, Lord, reveal the areas where we need to be more at peace. Then infuse us with your peace-producing presence. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.